Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hearing myself say that, I just realized we're coming up on folding chair season.
What's this now?
Well,
the chair in the bag?
The chair that you unfold and one we have has a tray attached to it.
Like sure, yeah.
And I've been known to just not take a chair and stand because I don't want to have to unfold it and figure out how to do that.
Oh. Is that complicated for you, huh?
Yes.
That's tough.
Yes, I'd be embarrassed to have to unfold the chair, like struggle with it, and then fold it back up at the end.
I don't have any anxiety about unfolding the chair. It's the folding it back up and getting it back in the bag. Like if it, you know,
the bag. No.
Right? So you got the legs and you're trying to get it in the bag, and then the part where the seat is all bunched up and you're trying to get it in the bag. You know,
no.
That. For instance, like say at a large venue, this happened to me at a festival a couple of years ago. Like, oh, we want to leave. You know, the show's still going on, and I'm here. I know I'm blocking people's views right now, and I'm trying to get the chairs in the bag so we can get the chairs into the wagon and we can like all roll out of here with everything intact, but. It's dark. I've had a couple of drinks. I can't get the chair in the bag.
And see what a nightmare this can be?
Now my wife is looking at me like, can you get the chair in the bag, please? The people behind us are trying to watch Wilco.
No, I would run for the hills and put the bag in the chair in the
bag
later.
Leave the chair. Leave the chair. Just forget it.
Leave it all.
I'll get a new chair.
Not worth it.
I'll get a new chair out of some beer promotion or something. I don't need this chair.
There's 12 letters in folding chair.
The thing is, now we have two of those that are in my truck year round, and they're so good. They're so sturdy that I would not ever consider leaving those chairs anywhere. They're really good. Like, we are not small people. The cheap chair, like, outside at the big home improvement stores, I can't, you know, hey, these are free with a purchase. No, I'm sitting in that thing and it is exploding. I need something a little more substantial. And when I've got it and it works, I got to hang on to it.
All right. Just so hard to figure out how to unfold a chair. I'll just stand. I won't be in your way, I promise.
There's a little trigger button on the one side, on the one leg that you got to press in order to get it to...
Oh.
Which side? Where's the little button?
No. I will go to the game, but I will not bother with the trip. Yeah,
I've never been able to be the guy. You know the meme that makes the rounds of the like when something's getting good and there's that guy. I can see it. Maybe I'll do a horrible job describing it. You won't know. The guy that walks up with the chair and just like. Just has it by one leg and does this, and it's open, and he sets it down like,
okay.
I'm here to watch this now. I've never had that moment in my life.
What a man that is. That is,
I'm envious of that
what
dude.
What a guy.
That's a move. That's a power move.
Yep.
I do not have that in the arsenal.
So in talking about the draft, we're always going around on it, and which positions are more of need for the Bills, which positions are stronger or weaker in the draft class, and on every day. And a lot of the analysis, I feel like you have to not forget about, sort of try to get in the mind of the GM. And, you know, who knows if you're going to be right in your attempt to do that? Who knows what he's really thinking? What do you think he is thinking? Like, whether it's wide receiver or through some other, you know, some other position or path, a lot of my efforts to try to predict this thing, I end up going to, all right, well, would Bean really pick a pass catcher first for the third year in a row? Like, would he really do that? And it's a guess, because you could easily think, why not? If there's a good one, you could say they need one. We do. We think they need one. Like, you could say that. You could come to that conclusion. Chris Trapasso's point, Evan Silva's point last week, they have lots of picks. You can get your other stuff over the course of the weekend, you know? So if as long as you didn't think he wouldn't be hung up by the point that they've done this the last 2 years, and neither guy has really worked out. So I don't know. Like, that's a question we can't answer, but I think it's a question that you do want to be asking about this thing. And I think, you know, if it's me, I'd have a hard time doing that, because I need defense now, and it's there. It's going to be there in this draft. Like, it's sort of like put on a tee for me, maybe. We'll see. But I think it's likely to be like that. And so let me just hit the ball and not be subject to, oh, are you smarter than everybody else? Or, like, what happens to Coleman now? Or all the questions that you would get. I still think, like, say it's Burden. If you get a wide receiver and he's good, that will give you a better chance of winning a Super Bowl than a really good defensive tackle or even corner. I don't know if I want to say. Like, if you get a great corner out of pick 30, that's important.
Yeah.
That's a really good get if you can do that. I wouldn't say that about tackle, though.
Yeah, I think it's like Chris was saying last hour. I think it's probably pretty unlikely that you get that caliber of defensive tackle that late, especially, and we didn't get around, I didn't get around to bringing this up while Chris was talking with us, but you know, the point is there to be made. Like, we all reacted to the Super Bowl. You know, the rest of the football world would have reacted to the Super Bowl. So you see what the Eagles did and how they did it and what kind of personnel they used to do it. And there's a chance that because of that, any of these defensive tackles that have the potential or either are already capable of impacting the passer from the interior, that those guys are going to be at a premium. So if that's the case, and I'm left with, sure, I have a need there. I need a space eater guy. And that's Grant is so appealing in that way from Michigan, because he's young, he's big, and I think the way I know Chris views him, Trapasso, like, he still has, because he's young, the potential to develop pass rush moves and become an impact player in that way. But at the very least, you're getting the ground floor is he's going to be a force defending the run next to whomever, you know, Ed Oliver in the case of the Bills. The guys you're getting on Saturday that play that position almost decidedly don't have that upside. They're big. They're going to handle, they'll take on double teams, and they're going to keep guards off your linebackers and all the stuff that you're looking to some extent for that position next to Oliver to give you. But there's just probably not going to be any real penetration, plays in the backfield, quarterback, it's just, you're not getting that. So depending on what you think you really need, that impacts how you go about, you know, navigating the draft, right? If you can get your hands on a guy that has that upside, like if Grant falls to 30, I think it would blow my mind if the Bills didn't pick him.
Okay.
But if he goes, then what? Like, is what am I left with here? Like, Walter Nolan, and Nolan's a different sort of player. He's bigger than Oliver, but he's more of a penetrator than he is a space eater. So I'm not saying they couldn't use that either, but if those guys that have the potential to impact the quarterback are gone, then maybe that removes defensive tackle at 30 as a possibility. I'll just fall back and I'll grab some 320-pound guy on Saturday that can be in the rotation with Daquan Jones, and hopefully it helps our run defense. But there's not a lot of you're not building the Eagles' defensive line out of that draft pick. It's a role player, and that's it. And that's really all you probably should expect at that position on that day of the draft, you know, fourth round and beyond. So, okay, that's off the table. If they like either of these injured corners, all right, Morrison from Notre Dame or Revelle from East Carolina, and think they can get him at 56 or 62. I always botch that, but I think I got it. I'll speak it into existence that I'll have it nailed down. The draft is only a week away.
You have time.
So they can get that. Okay, we like that. There's good value there. Then, you know, you're talking about what? Edge or receiver at 30. I think safety is maybe there too, sneakily, depending on how the board falls.
Okay, that's a little risky.
Yeah,
on corner, but
yep, it is. So you know, I feel like receiver. I want my GM to not be, and you're not saying different. You're saying if it were you, and I would cop the same thing. I think I'd probably be aware of, you know, what what I'm being criticized for, what's working and not working, and how this is going to look. How am I going to sound talking about it, right? If I draft Luther.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The burden at 30, and I got to meet the media at midnight. And people are going to ask me what this means to Keon Coleman or Dalton Kincaid and their role in the offense. I probably have thought about it. I maybe even have rehearsed it with PR. What am I going
to
say?
I know what to say.
Go.
look, we just went to the one game from the Super Bowl with a team where a lot of guys got the ball. You know, that's still the plan here.
This is another guy that can get the ball.
And this is another guy who can do that, and he's, you know, super talented. You wouldn't want to say almost definitely more talented than everybody else we have, but that would be true, in my opinion at least. So, yeah, that's it. We'll figure that out. You know, just one more weapon for Allen.
Yeah.
We got the MVP quarterback. Is it not correct to say that the receiver is more important than defensive tackle? You don't have to think that. And you also just look at the holes, you know, the roster, and think, well, I just don't need that as badly, whether it's more important in a vacuum or not. It might not be. You might think it's not more important for the Bills. But corner and D-tackle for me are very different. And they both sound like positions where there are like two guys. Well, corner's more than two, but we never talk about anybody else. Like Will Johnson, is that somebody?
Well, Michigan, he's supposed to be the first corner taken.
Yeah, like, and obviously Travis Hunter. We never talk about them. It's Amos and Hairston, who visit with the Bills, and like they're kind of down in that range. So that's what's similar to defensive tackle is, like, you have a couple of guys that at every other mock draft, like, they're right there. So it seems realistic, not definite. We could also talk about the draft this way, which is kind of already what we're doing. Trapasso today, and you're welcome to join us at 803-0550. His project was, okay, here's my mock draft for the week. He does one every week. But this is what I would do with every pick. So he has Luther Burden at 6 to the Raiders. Way above McMillan, or not way above. McMillan might have been 9, but like above McMillan, above Golden. Like
way above consensus.
Way above consensus. Besh at 10 is even way-er above consensus. So like that's how he did it. And you know, all right, what would you do at 30? Right? Like there's still 29 players you got to figure out first. I guess if you wanted, you could do this yourself and go through every team and then get to 30 and be like, all right, what would I do here? It's kind of the same, but it's not predicting what we think they'll do. It's what we would do.
Right.
And I think I would be torn between Burden and if one of those corners, I liked them and he's on the board. I'd be torn. I think I would pick the receiver.
And Hairston and Amos are the two you're thinking of.
Yes.
Corners. Whereas I'm thinking about the injured guys.
Yes. And the second round.
Not so much at 30.
Although he put your one injured guy at like 12 today, didn't he? For Dallas? I think he did. I might have closed it.
Yeah, no. One of them. Yeah, was it Revell maybe?
Yeah.
He had way up high.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, who? I still think this is, and it's always true, but I'll bet this year, I don't know who, like what number of first round picks from the mock draft world do guys get right? Right? Like what's a good, I think like 6 or 7 is really good.
Yes.
If you nail, right? I feel like that number, I mean, I don't know, there's so many of them and there's just so much luck in it that, you know, maybe somebody will still hit that. But I just feel like the average analyst out there that's doing numerous mock drafts over the years, when they settle on their last one, okay, this is what I really think is going to happen, I'll bet the hit rate is lower than ever this year. Just because I think there's just more variance than normal. Fewer bona fide first round grades, this plateau from mid first round at worst into maybe through day two. That's just such a wide array of guys and team needs, and I just really a really hard exercise. I mean, it always is, but I feel like it's harder than most years I can remember thinking about.
But it's easier than predicting the schedule.
Sure,
I've started my schedule.
Yeah, you have.
Work. You want to see? Can I show the camera?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Is this, you know, you don't want to, if this is valuable, you don't want to just give this away.
I feel like our listeners deserve it.
Yeah, go ahead and show it to them. I'm just kidding around.
I mean, I've done a lot, but I do want to give it away.
All right. Well,
this is my prediction so far. This is my working 2025 Bills schedule.
Week four, Philadelphia.
That's it. That's my first prediction. Philadelphia is here week four. I think I'm going to put it at a 425.
Okay.
Not a night game. What do you think? You like it? You think I'm on point here? Does it make sense? Does it work for you?
No, I hate it.
Philadelphia?
How could you possibly think the league is going to schedule the Bills to play the Eagles in week four?
I know.
Don't you know what week four means?
I don't.
I don't either. I'm just trying to be hyperbolic here.
I don't.
I'm trying to be.
I like it early.
Trying to be the shouty shows. You don't know anything about the schedule. What do you think you're doing over there? Philadelphia.
Okay. I'll push the Chiefs off.
They're not even playing Philadelphia. Sorry. Go ahead.
That would be a bad job by me if they were not actually a team on the schedule, but they are.
And a bad job by me if I were legitimately arguing that point. Because I'm aware that they are playing.
I want to push the Chiefs off into, you know, like the usual kind of November game. Ravens and Bengals come in. Those are both great. And I don't know. I haven't decided where I want to put those yet. If I get three right, is that good?
Probably.
Yeah, right?
Probably. Yeah.
If I make an honest effort, I don't just put Miami for every game, knowing I'll get two right that way.
You get big bonus points if you get the opener, right? Didn't I get Bills Jets a couple of years ago? That right, the Aaron Rodgers game, like I nailed that
in prime time,
right? So yeah, not Monday night specifically, but prime time Bills at Jets.
Yes, you did. I gave you money.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we had a bet.
I won.
That.
I won. Yeah, that's right.
You won money on that.
What's
that now?
Week one.
Who is? You were going to say something else.
No, I don't think I was.
Who else would know? Who is the what is the division game that's the most interesting now? Rodgers, the Bills and the Jets have met in primetime lots of times over the years. And they weren't always good teams when they met. So you know, there's a rivalry element. Rodgers elevated that. Like Rodgers going to the Jets, that's why you liked it so much was his debut.
His debut, on 9/11, the Bills, Josh Allen,
on 9/11.
It just totally worked.
In New York,
yep.
Monday night against Buffalo, it did work. And then he went down in four plays, but still.
And the Bills still managed to lose the game somehow.
Now it's Justin Fields.
Yeah.
What's the division game that has the most cachet? Miami has kind of been there, done that.
But
Vrabel.
I want to get to New England, and maybe sitting here right now, I can't say that. I think I still would say Miami, despite, I don't know, we were talking about them half an hour ago, and I'm not really sure what's happening there. Maybe they're, you know, there's cracks, and I don't know, they've lost a lot of guys, and now they're looking to trade Jalen Ramsey. But I still think that, I don't know what the win totals are looking like right now, but they must be second in the division as far as win totals go.
Oh, I used to know.
Because New England is still speculative. What I think could happen this year is that New England gets more right than we thought, right? They add a lot of guys, but none of it in free agency, but it's not all, not a lot of it is really that impressive. Oh, whoa, this guy, that guy. Oh, look at New England. Look what New England's doing. But the quarterback is good, I think. He should get better. I like the coach a lot. I think the coordinator is very talented. If their games are far apart, then maybe the first meeting isn't that juicy, but the second one could be really hot. Like New England could, it would not blow my mind if New England passes Miami this year.
No,
I don't think I want to bet on it. Unless I, you know, maybe the odds are really good. Maybe I do, because that's the kind of bet I'd like to make, because, you know, I love losing. but I feel like New England, if this is a horse race and, you know, we're coming around the last turn, Miami's in front, but New England is charging, I think. And they could, by Thanksgiving, be the most interesting team in the division outside of the Bills.
I don't love everything about what the Bills are right now, but I think the division may never have looked easier. They've won the last five, right?
Yes, it's five in a row. Miami, I think I never bought the Jets. So, but there was reason to believe it could be better than it ended up being. So last year at this time, the division definitely looked harder because Miami, I still believe, Miami lost the AFC East on the last day of the 2023 season to the Bills. Mm-hmm. So that was their, you know, our walking off point for talking about the division was that. And I thought, okay, they're still there. They're going to be something. You're going to have to deal with them. I was dismissive of the Jets and the Patriots starting over, but still, I didn't have to be right about the Jets. Sitting here today, the Jets are nothing. Miami's taken on water, and New England is iffy. I think it looks easier this year than it did last year. I wonder if that's reflected in the odds.
I will tell you after the update. Give you the win totals. 803-0550, some drafts, some schedule stuff. Looking ahead to the 2025 season. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.